Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, February 10th. In the news this morning, overnight ebot prices were March corn up 3.5 cents at 674 and a quarter, March wheat up 9.25 cents at 766 and a half, and March beans up a nickel at 1524 and a quarter. All the grains finished well off their lows, pretty much near their highs out here. Oil is currently up 79 cents a barrel. The Russians have made an announcement that they're going to cut oil production in the days ahead. The Russians were also upset that the Black Sea deal they have with Ukraine isn't allowing them to be able to export grain for some reason. Now, that seemed to put the wheat market up higher last night. We'll see if it stays there this morning. President Biden said the balloon incident with the Chinese will not affect U.S.-Chinese relations. I beg to differ with that. But, you know, the weather in Argentina was hot yesterday and the day before. Looks like it's going to get a little bit cooler, and there is going to be some rain there. Looking at the forecast, let me pull it up real quick here. Looks like rain Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, with temperatures going back down into the high 70s, mid 80s. So, you know, it's obviously been hot and dry. Everybody wants to continue to cut their production numbers. I don't know if it's going to be as bad as a lot of people think out here. But this is now the 10th business day. We haven't seen any Chinese buying. We saw the export sales yesterday. You know, what are they going to be in the weeks ahead? I think it's going to be pretty minimal myself. I continue to believe that the Chinese will only come to the U.S. if the Brazilian harvest is that slow that they can't get the beans from the Brazilians. But the Brazilians will get it in just like we always get it in, despite some, you know, wet conditions out there. Overall, I'm still where I've been. I want to look to sell rallies. If we can get December corn up to somewhere over $6, I think we'll probably sell a little bit more. If we can get November beans back up to $13.80, we would be more willing sellers up there as well. Obviously, we've got the big Super Bowl on Sunday. I don't think that'll have any impact out here. Overall, you know, I still think wheat's going to gain on corn. I think new crop corn and new crop grain beans probably need to be sold up here fairly soon. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.